for just to give us a little perspective, what kind of system, what can we expect from Birmingham coming into this match?
I mean, that's a great question. I think a lot of Legion fans are asking the same thing. it's really whatever the flavor of the day is with Coach Sohn. Recently, we have switched to a more pressing style. It's beginning of this season. It was very possess the ball, hold on to the ball. Other team can't score if they don't have it, right? Now we're willing to concede possession a little bit more. If we don't have the ball, it's press a lot.
On today's episode of The Breakaway, Kaylor Hodges joins us from the USL Show and the Hammering Down podcast, where he covers Birmingham Legion and the league. So excited to have him on for the first time. And you'll know that he's a Birmingham guy when you hear his accent. Excited to have him on today's episode of The Breakaway, presented by Los Rios Community Colleges. Reminder, if you're going to this Saturday's match, to get there early, as it is a state fair match. So there will be a lot more going on around the stadium. We advise you to arrive as early as you can before the match, 30 minutes to an hour. It is a little tougher to get in with the state fair going on. Just want to let everyone know that before today's episode. Soccer fan, student, and graduate, the Los Rios Colleges want you to be all three. American River College, Consumers River College, Folsom Lake College, and Sacramento City College are now enrolling for the fall 2022 semester. With flexible class schedules, free tuition for most students, and support services, you can graduate and get a career in no time. The Los Rios Colleges understands you may have a job and family obligations that can make attending a college challenging. That's why they offer flexible scheduling options to meet your needs, including full-term and short-term classes, evening and weekend options, and classes that are fully and partially online. To learn more, visit losrios.edu/apply. Visit our friends at VJB Cellars in the heart of the Sonoma Valley and feel as though you've stepped into an Italian piazza. Taste award-winning Italian varietals, enjoy authentic wood-fired pizzas, and finish your visit with a scoop of gelato. A perfect way to spend your day, and only a quick 90-minute drive from Sacramento to a slice of Italy in the Sonoma wine country. Visit VJBCellars.com or give us a call to plan your visit today. All right, excited to welcome on a guest who hasn't joined us yet on The Breakaway, but I'm assuming a lot of you Republic fans already know who this is. It's Kaylor Hodges. He does work for the USL Show, if you listen to that podcast, which you should, and also the Hammering Down podcast. You're a busy man, Kaylor. Nice to meet you and excited to have you on.
Hey, listen, there's nothing else I'd rather be doing than talking about the USL, to be honest. Best league in the world.
Wow, I love it. I love it. So Let's kind of give some of our listeners a little bit more insight on you. You are a big Birmingham. You're on, if you follow Kaylor on Twitter, which you should, you are on top of Birmingham pretty much. You got it all covered, right? You're fan, media member, you're all over them.
Yeah, I mean, I cover the city of Birmingham and the state of Alabama as much as I possibly can, as much stuff as I can get out there and try and do whatever I can to help out. I want to grow the game, and it's been going pretty well so far. But I mean, it's hard not to pull yourself away from being a fan first, obviously.
I struggle with it often myself. even though I'm in the front office, I basically am a fan. All right. Well, I want to chat with you about Birmingham. So this is the first time these two teams have ever played, at least on our stats, right? That's what, yeah.
Yep.
So I'm excited to see. And you know, I talked to somebody from Phoenix earlier today about Birmingham, because they played you guys obviously not that long ago. You guys took it to them, and it seems like Sacramento and Birmingham kind of in similar spots in their perspective conferences, like almost identical, right? Which is crazy entering this game.
Yeah, I mean, talking about being identical, Legion have played 18 matches. This will be Sacramento's 18th coming up with Legion. I mean, 18 matches, Sacramento's conceded 18, Legion have conceded 17. And when it comes to scoring, Legion have scored 21 goals, Sacramento have scored 22. Both teams have exactly 76 shots on target. Oh, and they're tied on points in their respective conferences. Even though these teams play pretty different styles, they're getting the same exact results. So it should be a really interesting one.
Yeah, I'm excited. And I know and you know, a lot of us in Sacramento probably haven't seen a whole lot of Birmingham matches. I know I have dabbled a little bit, but for just to give us a little perspective, what kind of system, what can we expect from Birmingham coming into this match?
I mean, that's a great question. I think a lot of Legion fans are asking the same thing. it's really whatever the flavor of the day is with Coach Sohn. Recently, we have switched to a more pressing style. It's beginning of this season. It was very possess the ball, hold on to the ball. Other team can't score if they don't have it, right? Now we're willing to concede possession a little bit more. If we don't have the ball, it's press a lot. And I think if you look at this Charleston match, it's the most efficient pressing match that we've had. You saw guys like Juan Aguidello really press the ball efficiently, and Enzo Martinez being a pest, but also be able to press the ball. So expect a lot of pressing specifically out of Enzo Martinez. If he comes, you'll have a Marlon do the same thing as well.
Is it something with the press where they're constantly going, or do they pick and choose their spots and then that's really when they jump on it?
It's really interesting. It depends on who's the forward out there. Juan Aguidello is very much about picking his spots. Against Charleston, he was a lot more aggressive, but against teams like Louisville, he was a lot more selective. Enzo Martinez, if he's near the ball, he's pressing. That's what he does. Eddie Horvat goes out there. He is just full-on golden retriever tennis ball kind of press. If he sees it, he's going. So it really depends on which forward they roll out.
It's funny. That's a little bit similar to Sacramento in the way they press, because certain games, you can tell it's a part of their game plan, really put pressure on the back line. And some games you can see it lay off. They did score a goal against Oakland directly off the press that in the opener. So of that match, but anyway, but I'm excited to dig in a little bit more, but and I guess I went out of order of what our initial rundown was, but that's okay, because we're having a good time. So what have you seen? You've obviously covered the USL on a more, you know, every team type situation. What have you seen from Sacramento that you think either could be a positive or negative coming into this match against Birmingham?
I mean, when you look at the last few matches for Sacramento, if you're a Sacramento fan, you have to be just like, what's going on here? I think that obviously the run of form is a little bit of a concern, but even then, not really, right? I mean, you have the 3-3 draw to Oakland Roots, which that's a derby match, and then a 3-0 loss to Colorado Springs. But Colorado Springs, who was looking to bounce back after a humiliating loss to Hartford,
yeah,
that one was almost expected, not because Sacramento's bad, but because Colorado doesn't lose to Hartford and lose the next match. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think Sacramento has been a team all year long that you watch them and they are very good. They even when they win, they feel like they're underperforming.
Right.
And it's a bizarre watch, because they're getting the points. They're very consistent all year long. They're going on these good stretches of not losing, but they don't feel like they're winning either.
Right. It is very funny, because I can think at least three matches this year where there are draws and it felt like they should have been 3 points. And obviously that would make a massive difference in the table right now, for Sacramento. They do have a couple games in hand over a few teams above us. I know New Mexico and I think us have the same. I think we both played the same amount, but it is very interesting. And one of the things too, that has been a massive difference the last two matches, we went on a stretch defensively where we basically were allowing I think we allowed 2 goals or 3 goals in 8 matches. And then Connor Donovan, who kind of was injured to start the season, came on as they went to a 3-in-the-back situation with 3 center backs. And that was kind of the start of the great run of form. He gets nicked with an injury, misses 2 matches, and they let up 3 in back-to-back. We'll see if he's available Saturday, but I think that's a massive, massive piece of Sacramento's backline. Cause then when they had Duke Lacroix playing left center back, which is out of position, they had both center backs also shifting to spots that they really haven't played. I think Dan Casey was central last game and Desmond was right, or vice versa, but it was different from what they did the game previous. So I'll be interested to see if Connor Donovan is available. We don't know that, but how Birmingham does attack the back three. Let's talk a little bit about who you think the best teams are right now in the league. So you do such a good job on the USL show. You guys cover this every week, and I want to give them a little glimpse of what you guys do talk about, because it is fantastic. But what do you think are the top, 4 to 5 teams right now in the league, or teams that you think have a chance to contend for a title?
Man, this West is good. The West division is just ridiculous. I think you have to look at San Antonio and say they are kind of the cream of the crop right now. And their defense is ridiculous. Their offense is a lot better than I thought they were going to be preseason. You look at a Colorado Springs who finally has the defense to back up their offense to the point that Aji Berry, he's kind of an afterthought after having one of the best striking seasons in U.S. soccer history. You have to look at that. Obviously, Louisville City I got to see them up close and personal. They are ridiculous. There's not a single weak link there. Wow, that is so much harder to say than it should be. And you kind of have to look at, Tampa Bay as being a team that stumbled a little bit, but they finally got it right. After that, I feel like you're kind of looking at the rest of the group. I think Sacramento can make a run. I mean, they're doing it U.S. Open Cup. They can obviously do it. You're looking at a New Mexico team who I still believe in. I think that they are easily title contenders. That offense, when going, is going. And I do think that a Legion, if they can sort out their backline issues right now that we have with injuries, this is a team that if they can get it clicking on offense, if they can sort out the fullback issue, that's a team you don't want to run into in the playoffs.
It feels like that, this year, because there's seven teams each seed, that I feel like that first seed getting that bye is super crucial for multiple reasons, because the ability in this league nowadays to anybody have a good night and knock off anybody, I think, is more common than we've seen in at least in my memory. Like the amount of matches that happen where it's like, wait a second, Monterey Bay just beat Colorado, like dominated them in this match. I mean, not Monterey's a decent side and they've gotten much better, but like, it's crazy. So I feel like the playoffs are going to feel very almost like March Madness-y, where it's like upsets could happen like crazy.
Yeah, I mean, to your point, I mean, Monterey Bay goes away to Lynn Family Stadium and beats Louisville 2-0.
Right.
That's something that you don't expect. I mean, last year we had Orange County SC go on a massive playoff run, which in hindsight, with a couple of stats that came out from last year, maybe should have been obvious, considering the fact that Orange County was significantly better on the road than they were at home. That's some stuff that you can start looking at, is who has the best away form, because how often have we seen the best teams from each conference actually make it? Not that often. It's usually right. A team playing away from home. That's something that we can start looking at now. And now that we're halfway in the season, you can really start looking for those trends.
Couple Birmingham players, you mentioned a few earlier. What are some spots that you think Sacramento could possibly exploit Birmingham? And then maybe on the second part of, what are some players that are Sacramento needs to keep an eye on in this match?
For exploiting, I mean, it's hard not to look at the left back situation right now. As announced today, as we're recording this, Jake Roof, our starting left back, is going to be out for 2 months after getting studs to an area you don't want to get studs to. Not great. So right now we're looking at having Ryan James or Mikey Lopez. Ryan James, who has been playing our left midfield, and Mikey Lopez, who has been a stud at defensive mid, slotting in as a left back. Will there be someone who gets signed later? Maybe. But as of right now, those are the options. It looks like that left side or the attacking right is going to be somewhere that you're really going to have to look at to exploit. The midfield, the center of the park, and the right side, you can essentially call it lockdown. But that's fine if you're Sacramento, because most chances created by Sacramento, especially if you look at the Oakland match, came down that right side. I mean, that last goal, the buildup from the throw in all the way to the back, where it's a long ball over to Lopez, then crossed into the middle for a goal to, get those points. That was a lot of the buildups throughout that entire match. And that's the kind of stuff that you might be able to exploit, maybe a slower left back in Legion.
Very interesting. You want to go through and give me, we did our midseason awards for our team earlier this week, but give me some, what are your thoughts on like MVP, offensive player of the year, best goalkeeper on, what are your thoughts on some of those awards across the league?
Across the league, best goalkeeper easily to me is Steinwasser out of Detroit City. He is on another level right now. When it comes to goal scorers, that one's kind of hard because you have a lot of players who are scoring goals right now, but I don't necessarily want that to be a golden boot award. Right. I think to me, the guy that impresses me every single time I watch him is Danny Trejo. Obviously he's going back and forth with LAFC, but it feels like every time he's on the pitch, he's due for a goal. He's been so impressive to me. As for MVP, I'm going to take it back to Steinwasser. I think that, and I got into a little bit of debate with people recently, but Steinwasser, this Detroit City team is going to be in the playoffs. There's no doubt about that. But Steinwasser has elevated this team to possibly hosting a home match. And I think that through his play alone, Keyworth might be a place that teams will have to go through if they want to make it to the U.S. Open or the U.S. L Cup.
It's going to be crazy. It's going to be a wild finish. I mean, we're only midway through the season. It feels like we've seen, multiple upsets. We won't even get to the Open Cup stuff because we'll just pat our own backs on that. But, I'm curious too. We have to, I would say this if Birmingham was in the semifinal, as a lower division team, we all have to kind of bind together, right? In this situation in Open Cup play, right?
So going back to my roots of being a USL fan, right? I was a FC Cincinnati fan. I was at their inaugural USL match. Right. I remember, and I was at the Mitch Says No match with the Chicago Fire.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a run that the entire lower league community is absolutely behind you. Everybody wants to see Sacramento go all the way. Well, maybe not Oakland. That's a bit of a derby there. But everybody else is like, yeah, we want to see Sacramento go on. I mean, just having the USL show up and be like, we're real. We don't care about you. We are not intimidated. We're just as good. It's absolutely going to boost all of our egos.
I think it has to. It's definitely been fun, obviously, to be in it for Sacramento and fans for Sacramento. Last couple things before we let you go. East versus West. I feel like this is a great debate we could have right now where it's I'll represent the West, you represent the East, or maybe we don't have to even do it that way. But it does feel like the West is much deeper, but the East has, a lot of really, really talented teams at the top. But we've also seen like a couple teams get upset from the West and the East when they play each other. Like, what are your thoughts on how the leagues match up as of right now?
It's hard not to look at how the West have dominated the West versus East matchups. I think, even though I think that San Antonio is the best team in the USL right now, if it came down to a USO or a USL final, I think that Louisville City would win it just based off of how often they've done it. Right.
Right.
It's one of those things that I think the West is better right now, but it wouldn't shock me to see a Tampa Bay, a Louisville or someone else out of the East win it. It just kind of depends on how that shakes up. But in the end, the West is a deeper group. And mainly because of the two teams
I was just gonna
actually
say,
yeah, really good. I mean, Loudon and Red Bulls are atrocious. Atlanta United too is surprisingly good of recently. Their offense is actually really, really good as of late, but you can't say that about the other two MLS two teams. Just from top to bottom, the West is just so much better.
Last thing before I let you go, because I'm as a, we have a rivalry with Phoenix and it's been a joy watching this season, them kind of fall apart. What do you think are the main causes for some of their issues of late in this season? Is it just losing guys like Asante or is it more than that?
it's hard not to look internally. I think someone that you guys talked to a lot, a good friend of mine, John Morrissey, has pointed out that their tactics are incredible. If you look at how they set up and look at how they want to play, they're incredible, but the team just doesn't look like they care anymore. There are so many times that you see a defender give up on a run, maybe a second sooner than he should, or an attacker maybe not go fully into a press. It's one of those things that you see it and you're like, oh, they're not playing for a coach anymore. And obviously that's me analyzing it, but it's so hard not to see that because they have talent. That if anybody tries to tell you that they don't have talent, they're wrong. They have all of it. It's just they're not playing.
I know it's such a weird situation. Because if you came into the end of the year, right, and you thought about championship title favorites, like it was in the West, it was San Antonio and Phoenix at the top. I guess Orange County, but I think we all kind of thought, you know, they just got hot at the right time and now they're at the bottom of the table or second to the bottom of the table. But I'm curious too. Obviously, you guys do such a great job on the USL show. Yeah, we have had John Morrissey on. We got to have more of the different folks on from the USL show just to get everybody. You guys always are having a great time. What's your bet going into Saturday's game? Like, what are you picking?
Okay. So this is one of those matches that it feels destined to be a draw of some kind. On the USL show, I picked Sacramento to win. I think going into a Saturday, if people don't realize last 9 matches, Legion have played 8 away matches. There's only been one home match in the last 9. This is the very end of an away trip. Ending your away trip, going from Charleston to Sacramento, it's going to be a grind. And, you know, going to Sacramento, which has always had a rowdy, great bunch of fans, it's going to be hard. I think it's going to be very difficult for Legion to walk out with 3 points. But this is also, like I said, 2 teams that are so evenly matched. You can't help but say that it's going to be a draw, leaning in Sacramento's favor.
It'll definitely be interesting. And ironically, this is kind of not necessarily like a huge important match, but it's definitely a factor as, you know, Birmingham trying to climb up, you know, into the top 5 and maybe higher, and Sacramento kind of hanging at the bottom of the Western Conference table. It's weird that, and maybe it's just me and this is me being dumb, but it does feel like every match has such great importance because of the team's ability. Like, you know, teams can get a good run of form and then catch up, sneak up, leapfrog you. We saw it happen with Sacramento last year. Other teams leapfrogged them when they were not playing well. So, but does it feel like that to you as well? Like every match has a heightened amount of importance?
It definitely in Birmingham land. I can't speak for every single community because Louisville and Memphis are playing this week, a battle of 1 versus 2, but yet Louisville City doesn't feel like this is the big important match. I mean, some of them do, but they know that they're going to have the home playoff game. Right. That's just what they do. Memphis fans feel differently. This is their chance to submit themselves as the top of the mountain. For Birmingham fans, every match feels like it has the most importance because we didn't start off well. It was a really rough start to begin the season, and we're still hunting for our first ever home playoff game. Last year, we had it. We sold out our stadium, and it was canceled due to COVID in Pittsburgh. So Birmingham never had a chance to host that home playoff game, even though we deserved one. Mm-hmm. This is a situation where if Legion don't finish in one of those home playoff spots, it feels like an absolute failure of a season. And the boys are feeling that. The players definitely feel that. This is a team that only had 4 players not come back. This is a team that has continuity. They know what it means. They know what it means to the fans, and the fans are absolutely letting them feel that pressure.
Oh, really? Like, are they? Wow. Yeah, I kind of like it. Good for them. They should be, though.
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing, that if you want the USL to matter, the fans have to make it matter. Obviously, coming out with coach out or player out or player sucks, that's awful. I don't want any coach to get fired, honestly, like right. unless awful situations. But it's one of those things that the moments that the players start to take it seriously for a community, the community starts to take it seriously and saying, this matters to us. This matters. We need results. Our dollar is going to this. We want to host a playoff game. It all sort every match feels like a playoff game. And by the time you get to the playoffs, it's any other weekend.
Couldn't agree more. I'm fired up. It's going to be a good one. I know we haven't played Birmingham and Sacramento hasn't played each other yet, but it should be a great match. Thank you so much, Kaylor. You can go on and follow him on Twitter. He does a lot of great stuff as well. What's your Twitter? Is it just at Kaylor Hodges?
It is. Just Man. Like Taylor with a K.
I like it. And then USL Show, Hammering Down Pod. All great stuff. Thank you so much for coming on, man. And we'll have to do this again soon.
Absolutely, man. Anytime.
I appreciate it. Thanks to Kaylor Hodges for jumping on the podcast. Coming up tomorrow on the Breakaway feed, we will have the Breakaway en Español from Armando Boteo and Milton Moreno, the Spanish broadcasters that are on Fox. They will be talking about Sacramento Republic in a great podcast that's coming up tomorrow. So it will be exciting. Check your feed to be able to listen to that one. It should be really, really good and exciting. And we're excited to bring that to you. Coming up next week, we got a lot of stuff planned for the Phoenix Rising match. I'm excited for hopefully we'll get a player interview next week. That's what we're working on. Maybe a between two Connors, depending on where we're at in training. So excited for Saturday. We'll see you at the State Fair match. If not, it'll be on Fox 40, the main channel. So lots of ways to make sure you catch this match. We thank you for your support of this podcast. Please rate, review, subscribe, or follow. Leave us a review. Hopefully a good one. But if it's not, hey, I understand. And we appreciate your support. So, and as always, go Republic!